Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our weekly Meshech Chochma Shir. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners that will Be'ez Hashem be joining the Shir. Parshas Chukas Tov Shin Pei Dalet. We're going to learn two pieces of a Meshech Chochma which are very dear to me for a specific reason. And that is we're going to focus on how Rav Meir Tzvi Bergman Moron, Rav Meir Tzvi, in his Sefer on Chumash HaRayora, what he learns from this Meshech Chochma. And I'll tell you why this is dear to me, because I heard these Meshech Chochmas and this Machshava personally from Meir Tzvi himself a little over 21 years ago, to be exact, Chof Beis Adar Sheni, Tov Shin Samach Gimel, was the day of my Chaim's Bris, and Reb Meir Tzvi was coming to Cleveland for a chasana that day. He was coming in and out, and he stayed in the airport, hotel that is on the premises of the airport. And I went together with Yedid Nafshi, Reb Aaron David Lebovitz, so Zayin Gesundin Stark, to pick up Reb Meir Tzvi from the hotel and bring him to the chasana. Now, why did I want to pick him up? I had a Shvera Meshech Chochma in Parshas Balo Yischa, which we've learned in the past. In fact, last week, someone emailed me from Lakewood that they were listening to that Meshech Chochma share on one of the USBs that they sell in Lakewood from 2 years ago. And he says, he asked a Shvera Kasha on the Reb Meir Simcha about Nevuas Moshe, and he had a mahalach for me. So I wanted to ask Reb Meir Tzvi this question. I'd asked it to other Talmidei Chachamim, so that's why I went along. So the truth, I don't remember how I said it in the shir, but I don't think Reb Meir Tzvi chapped what I was asking, chisaron and me, for not understanding, number one. Number two was, he wasn't like, I think I brought this Meshech Chochma, Rabbi Cooperman's one, and he like, didn't find his bearings in it. So, like, it seems he knew the old Meshech Chochma, would have showed him the shtickle, maybe would have been a little bit clear what I was asking. But before I knew it, from Balo Yischa, he flipped to Parshas Chukas and says, oh, but look at this Meshech Chochma. And he read these Meshech Chochmas with such hispilus. So Baruch Hashem, I heard it from him, a special yedidus that I have towards these Meshech Chochmas because of that story. That was the first time of a few times that I was zoicha to meet and talk with him. He knew my shver very well. In fact, every time, without fail, I would say, my shver was Reb Dov Kreisberg, he would say, Chab gelernt mit dem als kind. I learned with him when he was a child. My shver, when he was about 10 years old, he was sent to, he was brought to Bnei Brak to learn in Tiferes Tzion. His father, Reb Chaim, was in Antwerp at the time, became Rav in Antwerp, and they went to Eretz Yisrael for my uncle, Reb Yitzchak Grzinski, my great-uncle, his chasana, and they left him there in Tiferes Tzion to learn there, Bar Michal Yehuda, and I think so. He boarded in Reb Chaim Kanievsky's house for almost a year, and Reb Chaim was a... This is 1954, Be'erach. Reb Chaim was a younger man, had a few kids only, and he boarded by Reb Chaim. That's how he became from almost like the Bnei Bayis, considered one of the children by Reb Chaim. So in the afternoons, I think, or sometime, Reb Meir Tzvi was a younger man in Kail Chazanish, and Reb Chaim Kreisberg hired him to learn for some period of time with this 10-year-old boy, my shver, Zichroin Levrochi, Ben Chaim, Lechaim, Reb Meir Tzvi, should be gezunt, Ad Meir Vashim Shana. So let's get enough of the storytelling. Let's get to Reb Meir Tzvi. So if you look in Shari Oira, in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Chukas, he brings the famous Yerushalmi that says that really Yerushalmi Megillah, really Parsha's HaChodesh, when we lay in the Dalet Parshas, should be before Parsha's Para. Because Aleph Nisan, the Mishkan was erected. Beis Nisan, they burnt the Parah Aduma. Why is Parah Kedemes? She Tarosan Shal Yisrael, says the Yerushalmi. It's the Tahara of Klal Yisrael. So Meir Tzvi understands that this is not only referring to the physical Tahara of Klal Yisrael. It's referring to Tahara HaGufonis HaNitzreches. I'm sorry. Kavona li'ikr l'taras haruach. It's not only the physical tahara that's necessary to bring a Karban Pesach. Parshas Para is the taharas ruchanias. Which tahara? The tahara of the Braiser Pinchas ben Yair. That in order for a person to prepare himself for Pesach, for Kabbalah's HaTorah, for Torah itself, person needs the tahara of Para Aduma. So says Reb Meir Tzvi, if we look carefully into the parsha of Para Aduma, we will see Sheksuvim ba Yisoidus Gedolim. It's written in this parsha, great foundations Hanitzrochim Ma'oi that are necessary. L'chalachofetz l'taher u'lochach in atzmai l'kabolas ha'Torah. For anyone who wants to be metaher and prepare himself for kabolas ha'Torah, univar es hadvarim. And there he starts. In Arichos, a number 4, 5, 6 pages, which he extrapolates and he learns from details of Parshas Para of the Para Aduma, that they are Akdama and Tahara for Torah. Zayischukas HaTorah. So, in one of his Limudim, he says, "V'Parshazu l'madnu dover noitzav." We learn another thing, and he brings the Meshech Chachma. That's learned in this parsha, Chayvas Hanhogas Derech Eretz, the obligation of acting with Derech Eretz. What are we referring to? Reb Meir Simcha here, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Gimel. The beginning of the parsha. Says the Pasuk, you take a Parah Aduma, Shayim Bamum, Unisatem oisa, and you plural, should give it to whom? To Elalazar HaKoyen. Why? Says Rashi, mitzvasa biskan. The mitzvah is not the Koyen Gadol, the mitzvah is the skan Koyen to do it. Says Reb Meir Simcha, who's in Nisatem? Who is you should give it? Again, Dabar al b'nei Yisrael, v'yikhu eilecha para aduma tmima. Unisatem oisa, you plural should give it to him. Who's the you? Says Reb Meir Simcha, L'moyshe v'arin. V'yidaber Hashem al Moshe v'el Arin Leymar. Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron saying, Zoyzchu kasatayra, Daber al b'nei Yisrael, V'yichu elecha v'ar aduma. So b'nei Yisrael are going to bring for you the par aduma. Unisatem and you, Moshe and Aaron, are going to give it to Elazar, HaKayin. Says Rashi, says Reb Meir Simcha, how do I know Unisatem is referring to you, Moshe and Aaron? Maybe it's referring to Klal Yisrael, the plural of Klal Yisrael, the Gabi Yisrael, Medaber Belosha Nister. When it comes to Klal Yisrael, the Torah doesn't speak directly towards them. Unisatem, second person, you should give it. The Pasuk says, V'yikhu Eilecha, they should take, they, B'derech Nistar. So, now the way Reb Meir Tzvi learns up this Meshech Chachma, he learns more into the words, and here in the Sefer they have it in the brackets. This is seemingly the way he explained it. Because it says, V'yikhu, they, Klal Yisrael, Eilecha, to you, Moshe. So where's Aaron in this picture? Vaydamar Shem Moshe Val Aaron Leimar, Dabro Ben Yisrael, V'yikhu Eilecha for Aduma Tmima. So why does it say only Eilecha you two Moshe Unisatem? Because Aaron is involved here. Aaron is involved in the Nesina of giving it to Elazar HaKoyen. Why, says Reb Meir Simcha? Rakan Hizkir Gam Aaron. We mentioned Aaron in the Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Vel Aaron, and therefore Unisatem, you Moshe and Aaron should give it. Mishum de ben chayev b'kovod aviv, because a child is obligated in the covet of his father, and the only way that Elazar HaKoyen is going to do the avoid of Parah Aduma is not if Moshe Rabbeinu gives it to him to do. V'yikhu eilecha Moshe Rabbeinu, and you Moshe Rabbeinu give it to Elazar HaKoyen. What's going on here? My father Aaron is the Kohen Gadol. He could do the Avodah, Why am I doing it? Afilu mitzvasi biskan. Even if the mitzvasi is biskan. But my father's here. He's a kohen. Bishlam, if his father can't do the job, okay. But his father could do the job. Biben chai v'kovid oviv, rak b'netilas rishus me'oviv arin. He only was maskim Elazar HaKoyin to do the Parah Adumah because he asked Rishus from his father. And the Torah is madgish that. Aaron, we know that your son Elazar is not going to do it without your permission. Unisatem oisa, you plural Moshe and Aaron. Go give it to Elazar. And the fact that Aaron is there giving him Rishus is how Elazar is going to do it. Says Reb Meir Tzvi Yesh Kan Eifoy Limud Musar Gadol Sha'asur Leben Lital Al Atzmo Shum Srara B'Noichachos Aviv. A child cannot take on any leadership position if his father is there, and I would add especially if his father's roi to do it. Mibli she'ito mimena rishus. V'af agav she'ish amur she'mitzah paragadol nemer dafka l'skan. What do you mean? Aaron couldn't do it, like Rashi said. Mitzvah se'biskan. You're right, could be he's the only one, a mitzvah sebiskan, a belamais, his father's a kayin. It's possible to do. There's a mitzvah kibudav, and hogas derecheretz, bino zois. Says Reb Meir Tzvi, contemplate this. That's lesson number one in derecheretz that the Torah taught us. Oid kasav ameshech achma, continues Reb Meir Tzvi, and this is we're continuing in the same Perek Yutes Pasuk Gimel, except we're going to skip a few lines, about five lines. Reb Meir Simcha just points out that even though the Parah Adumah was already way back, Bizman Shukam Amishkan Beis Nisan, why is it here in Parshas Chukas? Because it's going to say in a few psukim Perek Chaf. After Aaron is nifter, vayichahin benoy Elazar tachtov, that Elazar became the kayin instead of Aaron HaKayin. And the pasuk wants to teach us with the Parah Adumah that already bechayi aviv here, ready was a kayin and he already served as doing some avoida, important avoida, the avoida of Parah Adumah. Parah Adumah was around much earlier because already we had in Parshas. In Parshas Nasai, that we had to sprinkle the Parah Adumah and the Leviim. So Parah Adumah was already around for a while. It's put here so that this whole Parsha of Elazar doing the Parah Adumah should be near Vayichayin Elazar b'noi tachtov. Continues Reb Meir Simcha, v'hinei. Gam Elazar, shehizo midomo sheva pomen. So Reb Meir Simcha is bothered by the following question. If you look in the pasuk says v'lokach Elazar HaKoyen midama be'etzbo'i v'hizol noichach p'nei almayel dova sheva pamim. Elazar HaKoyen takes the dam from the dam and he spritzes it seven times towards the almayel. Then the pasuk says v'sarav v'sapar le'inav, they burn it, and then it says the Koyen takes eitz erez v'ezer v'shnei seloas, throws it toisrechas hapara. Says pasuk zayin v'chibes begodav HaKoyen. And the Kayin will wash his clothing, which means here he will bring his clothing to the mikvah. And he will wash his flesh in water. He'll go to the mikvah. Those who were Isaac, those who were involved in the avoid of the Parah Adumah became Tamei. And therefore they had to go to the mikvah and become Tahar. And the Kayin is Tamei Ad Ha'arev. Says Rashi. Rashi's bothered by something. One second. V'tamei HaKayin Ad Ha'arev comes after V'achar Yovei El HaMachaneh. Yovei El HaMachaneh usually means that he's Tahar. But you're telling me he's not Tahar Ad Ha'arev. Says Rashi, right? Sorseyu V'dorseyu. You gotta cut and paste. V'tamei Ad Ha'arev. You should. He is Tamei Ad Ha'arev, and then V'achar Yovei El HaMachaneh, then he could come into Machane Shechina, we're referring to here. So Rashi's reading the pasuk, V'chibes Begodav HaKoyen, V'rochatz B'sorei B'mayim, V'tamei Ad Ha'arev, V'achar Yovei El HaMachaneh. That is how Rashi explains the pasuk. But Rav Meir Simcha is bothered by a word. What about V'tamei HaKoyen Ad Orev? What's this extra word HaKoyen? We're talking about the Koyen. V'chibes V'gadav HaKoyen. V'rochatz B'sar B'mayim. And according to Rashi, V'tamei Ad Orev. And Rashi even writes that, V'tamei Ad Orev. V'achar Yovel HaMachaneh. Who? The Koyen in the beginning of the Pasuk. Why does the Pasuk say V'tamei HaKoyen Ad Orev? This is Rav Meir Simcha is bothered by. So says Rav Meir Simcha, V'hinei. Gamel Lazar Shehiza Midama Sheva Pamim. It's not only the one Visaraf es Hapara Leinav, the one who burnt the para is the one who has to go to the mikvah. Elazar HaKayin, who spritzed Midama Sheva Pamim in Pasuk Dalid, Hayatzarach Kibus Begadim Urechitza. He also needs Kibus Begadim Urechitza. He became Tameh. So how come we don't see that in the Pasuk? We're specifically talking about Elazar. Should say Elazar has to go to the mikvah. Rakmi pnei kvoidai leikatsav mefurashu tameh. Else the covenant of Elazar, the Torah did not want to put into print. Lenitzchi is hatayra, Elazar is tameh. Rak ramaz lozeh. So you'll say, well, maybe he's not. Maybe only v'saraf is hapara, the one who burnt it, and on that we say v'chibes is because of hakayin, that kayin who burnt it. But Elazar from pasuk dalid, maybe he's not tameh. No. The pasuk was Miramez ba'amroi v'tamei ha-kayin ad ha-arev. The kayin is tamei ad ha-arev. Which kayin? If it's the kayin we've been talking about in the pasuk already, it already said ha-kayin. Why is it saying extra time? The kayin from before. Shezeh ha-kayin ha-mazen noichach pnei al-mayed. The kayin in Perek Dalud who spritz noichach pnei al-mayed. That kayin, who in this pasuk, in this scenario, was Elazar HaKayin that we specifically singled him out. Therefore, we're Meram is that Kayin. Lochein Kofal Milas HaKayin. Here, Meir Simcha shows us what's bothering him. That's why the Torah doubled over the word HaKayin. V'kasvu acharei v'achar yovei elamachaneh. He's answering Rashi and he's saying a little bit of a different gedank, I think. What he's saying is that we're talking about two different people here. That's referring to one kayin. V'tamei ha-kayin ad ha-erev is referring to a different kayin. It's the kayin of Elazar, the one who is mazeh midamai. Now when you put these two kahanim together, you get the full picture that they're both tamei ad ha-erev. They go to the mikvah, the tamei ad ha-erev, and then they could come el hamachaneh. But the Torah says one prat by one kayin, one prat by another kayin, to show you that Elazar from Pasuk Dalid, the mazeh midama sheva pamim, is also tamei and needs this. Lochein kafal milos kakayin, v'kasvu acharei v'achar yovei l'machaneh, to show this halacha. And that, says Rav Meir Tzvi, is limdei hatayra derech eretz. Sheish lishmar al kvoidei shekol adam. How careful one has to be with the covet of a person. Vein lahachris al adam misuyam shu tamei. To say generally about a kayin that he'll be tamei, we have to say the halacha. But a specific person, Elazar hakayin is tamei, that we don't want to do. Hanhogas derech eretz elu, shatera melamedus isanu betchilas parshas para. Says Rav Meir Tzvi Bergman, these hanhogas of derech eretz that he learned here from these two little pieces of the Meshech Chachma, that the Torah teaches us in the beginning of parshas para, heina makdama is lechayvas hayegia batera. They are the hakdama, the prerequisite, the preface to the obligation of Yegiya Batayra. Where do we learn the obligation of Yegiya Batayra? Adam ki yamuz ba'ayel. We're going to have a few psukim later. Zayis ha-tayra, Adam ki yamuz ba'ayel. That a person has to be meimis atzmei al divrei tayra. As a hakdama for meimis atzmei al divrei tayra, a person has to have derech eretz and midos tovos. Ki lo'loi she'yisnaig adam derech eretz. If you don't have derech eretz, like toyoloi ha-yegia, lizchos ba-tayra. His yegia won't help. You need that prerequisite. And with that, he says, a pshat. in the Mishnah and Avos, Perek Dala Mishnah Yigimel, we all know Reb Shimon Omer, Shloisha Ksarim Heim, Keser Teira, Keser Kuna, Keser Malchus. There are three crowns, Teira, Kuna, Malchus, V'cheser Shem Toim Oil Al Gabayim. But the Keser of a Shem Toiv, that's Oil Al Gabayim, is even more than all that. And the Mefarshim asks, well, are there three crowns or four crowns? You're saying there's Teira, Kuna, Malchus, and Keser Shem Toiv. So the different Malchim and the Mefarshim, some say Keser Shem Toiv is for each, is a addition to each Keser. Meir Tzvi says different. He says, Ubiyarti, I already explained in a different mimer, B'mokam Acher, Sheyefshe la'agia l'keser Toiv b'li Shem Toiv. L'keser Toiv b'li Shem Toiv. Keser Toira needs Keser Shem Toiv. They're one and the same. You can't have one without the other. Uchavi Shemefur b'gemara n'yuma, he brings a Meredike Gemara. We know this Gemara, Peivav and Yuma. The Gemara says over here, Kedisanya, Abaya says, the Gemara says, I'm sorry, Hechidami Chilul Hashem. What's considered a Chilul Hashem? So Abaya says, there's different Manda Amrim here, there's Rav. Abaya says, Kedisanya, Abraisa. V'haftos Hashem Likecha, Sheisham Shamayim Misayev Al Yodcha. When it says, you shall love Hashem Lekecha, means that through you, Shem Shamayim should be beloved to people. Sheikaira Vishayna, a person will learn Mikra, Vishayna learn Mishnah. Umisham Mishtamid Chachomim, and will learn Gemara, says Rashi. Ve'imasoim Atonim ben Achazim Abrius, and will act pleasantly with people. So Mahabrius Aimris Alav, what are people going to say about this individual? Ashrei Aviv Shalim De Taira. Fortune his father taught him Torah. Ashrei Rabbi Shalim de Torah. Oilam Labriya Shalim de Torah. Pliny Shalom de Torah. Ru Kamanoim Drachov Kamasukonim Maisov. Look how pleasant his ways are. Look how Mesukon his actions are. Alav Akasav Oimer. Vayomer Li Avdi Ati Yisrael Asher Becho Espor. The Rabbani Shalom says in the Navi Yeshaya, you're my Ever Asher Becho Espor. I become glorified through you. But someone who learns, but he doesn't act trustworthy, he doesn't speak pleasantly, look how bad he is. Look how disgusting he is. That you're mechalo shem shamayim. How will you mechalo shem shamayim? Says the pasuk in Yecheskel Lamed Vav. Ve'emor lahem. When people are going to say about you, Am Hashem Elo. This is the Am Hashem. Umiyartza Yetzo. They were taken out of their land. So the question is, what's exactly the Chilul Hashem here? This is Heichidami Chilul Hashem. Says Rashi. Ezu kara akos of Chilul Hashem. When a person does an Aveira, Uporani is Baalav, and he gets punished. So you have an Adam Chashuv who does an Aveira, and Hashem has to punish him. What did all his learning help for him? Look, the Tzadikim, the Chasidim, bad comes to them. Shenemar vayichalu Hashem kodshi uvamechilalu. What was the chil Hashem? What says the pasuk in Yecheskel? Be'emar aleihem anochrim shegalu beineihem. When the goyim who we were exiled amongst them say, Ruam Hashem Eila. Look, this is the Am Hashem. Vleichulu latzilam. He couldn't save them. Shelo yiglu nimso shem shemayim ischalu uchvoidem ismait. So Rashi learns that. The pasuk is telling us that when a person, Adam Chashev, does Averis, and Hashem has to punish him, so people say, and sometimes maybe they won't even chap, why he's being punished? Look, he looks like a Chashev of a person. They're going to say, this is a Chashev of a person? Look, what did it help? All his sitkas and chasidus. Look what troubles he had. Look what tzaras he has. Like Klal Yisrael and Galus. The Chil Hashem is, we were in Galus, and the Goyim say, look what happened to them, and they take it further, and they say, Hashem couldn't even save them. That's a Chilul Kvayt Shamayim. That, says Rashi, is Pshat. Zokt, Rameir Tzvi, Aich Yehuyen Berashash. Look in the Rashash. The Rashash says differently. Maradika Rashash. Zokta Rashash. Peivov Omer Aleph. Zokta Rashash. L'chayra nira deraitz aloymar. D'lefi shabriyos aymros. People are going to say, the Torahsoi hevi osoi lahamidos hamagunas ha'ila. If a person learns Torah and he has bad midos, people are going to say, where did he get those bad midos from? He must have got them from learning Torah. V'aymros, and they're going to say, oilai shalama Torah. Woe is to him that he learned Torah that taught him all these bad midos. Im kei mechalo kvayt ha-Torah, he's mechalo the covet of Torah, u mechalo gam ken kvayt ha-Nisna, v'ein lecho chilo la-Shem gadol mizeh. So Rashash learns different than Rashi, and even at the end he says, Pirush Rashi b'ze'ene mevurer be'inai. It's very unclear. Unclear. We're in this whole brisa where you have a person who learned Torah, and he's not acting properly. So the Briyos say, look how terrible he is. And then we bring up Pasuk, and Rashi learns from that Pasuk somehow that the guy was punished, and because he's punished, it's a Chil Hashem. The whole syntax, the whole context of the Braisa is more about the person's midos and things that he's doing, not about punishments. So that says the Rashash is pshat. Because if a person has midos rois and learns Torah, people are going to say, oh, that's what Torah produces. That's what Ben Torah is. Ben Torah is someone who acts like that. That's mechalel, kavod ha-Torah, kavod ha-Nisda, vein l'chol k'chilel, Hashem gadol mizeh. U'pirish ha-kosev, that's pshat in the Pasuk Yechezkel. Ba'omer lehem, am Hashem. They're going to say about you, am Hashem. This is the am Hashem. Those who learn Torah. U'me'artzoi yotzou. Me'artzoi doesn't mean the land of Eretz Yisrael. Pirish yotzu miderech Eretz ve'hamusur. Artzoi means derech Eretz ve'hamusur. Those who learn Torah. And what did they get out of the Torah? They got out of the Torah bad midos. Derech Eretz and Musur yotzou was left from them. They left that. They didn't have that when they learned Torah. Dr. Meir Tzvi, according to that, that's Heichidami Chilul Hashem. When a person learns Torah with Midos Tavos, so Adrabba, people say, look what the Torah produces. Torah produces a person with Midos Tavos. Midos Tavos and Torah have to be synonymous. If Chas V'Shalom, they're not, a person learns Torah as Midos Rois. Zok to Gemara, that's a Chilul Hashem. Says, Remeir Tzvi, Kloimar, Shebeli Shoy, saw them shame Tav le Tairasai. If you don't have that Kesser shame Tav for your Torah, ain't like Kesser Torah. You can't have the Kesser Torah la Adarabba. You're the Mevaz of the Torah Chas V'Shalom, as the way the Rashash learned. Kesser Torah, the crown and glory of Torah, has to be synonymous with Kesser Shem Tov. Nimse Eifoy She Kesser Shem Tov, Hainu Kesser Torah. Their Tali Zebezeh. The Kesser Shem Tov is this Kesser of Torah im Shem Tov. Umemela Ein Kane L'Shloisha Ksarim. Dvarim Niflaim, Mamish Geshmak, Rabbeisai, this is what Remeir Tzvi learns from these Meshechachmas as a Hakdama to Zayzchukas HaTorah, Yegias HaTorah, Keser Torah, Adam Sheyamutz Atzma Ba'il, that's Keser Torah, like the Rambam says, to be Zaycha to the Keser Torah, but the Keser Torah and the Keser Shem Toiv. The Keser Tov are synonymous with each other. Mahabriya Saimrits Alav. Torah has to come along with Diburei Nachasim Habriyas, with the Derech Eretz, with the Midas Tovos. If not, Chas V'Shalom, that's a Chilul Hashem. Am Hashem Eila, this is the Am Hashem. That's a Ben Torah, that's a Talmud Chacham. We have an Achrayas. Every Ben Torah, every person who's Loimed Torah, has an achrayis to act, that when people look at him and they say, oh, this is a Yid, this is a Talmud Chacham, this is a Ben Torah, this is a Keveitim L'Torah, this is someone who's Davakim HaTorah, that is Shem Shamayim Miskadosh Al Yodai. But if a person learns Torah, he can learn so much Torah. But if when people look at him, they say, he doesn't have Midas Tavis. What did the Rashash say? Shem Shemayim is Chal al Yodai. What was the Lashon of the Rashash? Mechalo kovet ha-teira, mechalo kvoid ha-neisna, ve'en lecho chilul ha-shem gadol mizeh. But we could flip it around, that when you act properly, you're mekadesh, you bring kovet ha-teira, you bring kvoid shamayim, ve'en lecho kiddush ha-shem gadol mizeh. Kol tov, everyone.